Welcome to Gleaning and Gathering. It's great to be with you here again. We have traveled all the way to Gatlinburg, Tennessee to have some amazing conversations. The first one that I want to share with you is a conversation that I had with Daralee Stettler. He is a great leader and somebody who's been working in the area of discipleship. And I just picked up his discipleship materials for families and really excited to be putting that into practice with our own family here in the foreseeable future. And so encourage you to look at the work that he has done and just want to share that with you. So here is my conversation with Daralee Stettler. So I'm here today with Daralee Stettler from Oklahoma City. And thanks for taking time, Daralee.
It's a real privilege to be with you, Eric. Thanks for taking the time to have me.
So what are you working on these days? I know you've got a lot of different things you've worked on over the years, and I've picked up on different pieces of that, but certainly don't claim to know all that you've got there.
Sure.
But talk about that.
Yeah, so I'm a pastor in Oklahoma City. I've been for almost 21 years.
Wow.
And a few years ago, I realized that while I was able to make some disciples, I really wasn't able to multiply disciples very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, 2 Timothy 2, where Paul talks to Timothy and says, "The things you've heard from me, give to other faithful men who are able to teach others also," right? So you got four generations of discipleship in that one verse. Paul, and then you got Timothy, and you have Timothy's disciples, and then you have Timothy's disciples' disciples, right? So people that Paul's never going to meet. And in fact, 2 Timothy, probably the last thing Paul ever wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And he's martyred right after that. He's never going to meet those people. But somehow he had given Timothy something clear enough to where he knew that these people, even if they couldn't read or write in the first century world,
they
would have something clear enough. Timothy had been given something clear enough and simple enough that it could be passed on.
Mm.
And so I started thinking about that. I'm like, man, I can't do that. I'm trusting a lot in my gifts and making disciples. And so I started looking, trying to figure out how to design a discipleship pathway, like a tool to get people started and walk with somebody for a couple of years with their walk with the Lord, to take them from brand new Christian to really growing and getting secure and grounded in their faith.
Yeah. So that became that process that you put together, packaged, is what now?
So I call it New Start Discipleship. It's the name of the organization, the company that I'm working with. It's a side business very much. I designed it for my church.
Yeah.
And so then I just try to package it and make it accessible and possible for other pastors to use and young leaders as well. I honestly have a lot of different people that I try to work with. And so I designed something that was called the New Start Discipleship Journal, which actually your listeners, if they want, they can get a free copy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you how to do that.
Yeah, please do.
And so if you want to go to email.newstartdiscipleship.com, all right, that's the easiest way to do it. So instead of www, just put email.newstartdiscipleship.com. That will get them, could take them to a place where we can drop their name and email. I'll send it to them for free. So just
perfect.
The first step in that process.
Yeah.
So it's a 50-day Bible reading plan for new Christians. So it kind of takes the mystery out of what to read. And then it also has like a habit-forming journal that goes with it. So there's here's what I noticed in today's scripture reading, and provides a little space to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a QR code that gives a 5-minute video that talks about, here's what that Bible reading means, so that it kind of demystifies the scripture and helps them see it in context. And so it has a little bit of journaling space, like, here's what I'm asking God to help me with today. Here's a question I have about today's scripture that I don't understand, and what I'm thankful for today, and a sample prayer and a meditation question. So it's like a really clear way for a brand new Christian to spend 10 or 15 minutes with God and develop those habits that will continue to transform them. So I don't view discipleship primarily as information.
Right.
Right. It's not primarily, here's a set of things that you must learn. I view it as more of a set of habits that I must form. So it's like, I want to be formed into the kind of person that spends this time with the Lord and is transformed in His image because I'm looking toward Him daily. And so that's what New Start Discipleship Journal is trying to do. And so if your listeners want to download a free copy, go get it. That'd be great.
Yeah. So you've been working on that. And then I know more recently you've been working on another tool to help with discipleship in the home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a guy named Dr. Matt Friedman who wrote a book called Discipleship in the Home. I was taking a seminary class on that topic and was just very impressed by the book and the content. I went back and read it with my wife. I was like, hey, we got to read this together. So we did it, and we started trying to figure out how we could be more intentional with discipling our own children. I have seven kids, a daughter, and six boys. And so I'm blessed and tired. And so we're trying to figure out how can we do more intentional with our discipleship. And so out of that came a partnership with him. I called him up and said, hey, can I record a free audiobook, like an audio, but there's no audiobook version of your book. Can I record one and give it away for free? And he said, yeah, sure. So he very graciously let me do that.
Wow.
And so I, discipleshipinthehome.com, you can download a free audiobook of it. And so it's a really worthwhile book. But one of the things that was most valuable about the book that really doesn't translate very well into audiobook format is at the end, there's a bunch of appendices that are, it's content. It's like, here's the scripture passages that we asked our kids to memorize, that we taught them to memorize. Like, well, that doesn't work well for audiobook format. You know, right. We'll read a list of scriptures to you now.
Right.
Get your pen. So that, and then he had other things like, famous prayers from Christian history and things like that. So I started developing out that list, and I thought, I can't really put this in an audiobook. So I put it into a 12-month format where you could work your way through it with your kids. There's a catechism, 100-something questions, a catechism. And so I just put it into a format where people could really spend 12 months discipling their kids, getting them down deep into God's Word and catechism, and then stories of Christian heroes and quotes from, my children have memorized John Wesley's covenant prayer from his New Year's service. So anyway, just a lot of different famous quotes and prayers and things. So,
well, the great thing about kids is they are like such sponges.
Oh, yes.
And they can soak up stuff. And if we can just put good stuff in front of them, it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah. Oh, it's astounding what they can do. You look at our culture knows this really, really well.
Yes.
So like they create these virtual worlds and they can wander around and they know all the secrets. Like you watch them play and they're like, oh, you go over here and you click this and there's this thing and it pops up and you can build this and you can open this and underneath that rock over there,
right.
They know all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it would take me two presidential administrations to learn everything you know about this. And you've been playing it for 3 months. Well, if that's true, What if we could fill some of that deep early learning with things that will last forever and things that are related to the kingdom of God?
Absolutely,
and knowing Christ.
So. No, it's beautiful. Well, we're certainly early on in that process, and we've tried many different iterations along our journey of trying to figure out what works and most of what doesn't. But the thing that we're doing now, so after supper in the evenings, while we're all together, and for us, eating supper together as a family is kind of central.
Yeah.
It's a big
anchor for us as well.
It really helps us wherever else we're doing throughout the day. Being together, eating supper together is super important. But after that, then opening the Word of God. And we've been going through By the Book by Dave Gorduk. And again, it's just a tool that we've been using, written a few years ago. But then memorizing the Apostles' Creed or other sorts of things that are helpful,
right,
as well as Scripture. And then praying together, having conversations together. But I love this as a tool that kind of packages a lot of different pieces of that together in a way that would really help families to be able to go beyond just kind of, okay, let's read a few verses and call it good.
Exactly. So, one of the things that I try to do, one of my philosophies is I want to remove as many of the barriers as possible, as much of the work as I can do for my clients or people that I'm speaking to with these tools. as much of the work as I can do, I want to do that for them.
Yeah.
And so if somebody wants to do their own, fantastic. That's perfect. Go for it, man. But if so I have a QR code on the month of January that if you scan it, it opens up with How Firm a Foundation, and because that's the theme of month one is the Bible. The catechism questions revolve around the scripture, and so How Firm a Foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. And so we go through that, and then there's a scripture memory that talks about, well, it's one of the chapters is Psalm 1.
Yeah.
And so meditate on His word, He meditates on His law, He meditates day and night. And then the catechism questions revolve around the scripture, followed by another quote from a famous Christian, which is John Wesley, where he said, "Oh, give me that book. Give at any price, give me the book of God." And so it plays through that, and then just kind of walking through these resources. They actually play on a playlist on YouTube, so it's very turnkey. It's all the words are all on your phone screen, but I also have a notebook as well. So we print them out for our kids, but if people want to be able to do that with their phone in the car, or you know, if you have a commute with your kids, that's 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh man, what an opportunity.
Right.
What an incredible opportunity where you're taking them to school or you're picking them back up or whatever the routine is, that being able to do some discipleship time and fill those spaces with something where you can, it's meaningful and it's practical discipleship stuff. They don't forget those things later. I can still quote poems that I learned that are ridiculous poems that I learned when I was, you know, 9.
Yeah.
And I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. by Shel Silverstein.
Wow, what a rich.
Yes, this is deep, powerful stuff.
That's great.
So I want to fill my kids' minds, of course, with some fun things like that.
Sure.
But also with some really powerful, meaty sort of things.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. So if people are interested in getting these resources, again, where can they go?
So discipleshipinthehome.com is where you can get the free audiobook that I referenced earlier and then have the opportunity to purchase the system that I've built on top of it as well.
Yeah.
So the notebook is there. I think it's $37 downloadable. By the way, it's available in KJV and ESV and NIV.
Great.
So multiple versions. Some people have a preferred version they want their kids to memorize in, and so I created three of them. So won't talk about which version I'm using. And then the other thing, if people want to get that, and maybe they've got somebody they're trying to disciple at work, or they're that's talking to them, that's curious about Christianity, and they're trying to work through how do I disciple somebody? And so really practical way to disciple somebody is get a tool and put it in their hands.
Yeah.
Email.newstartdiscipleship.com.
Great. Well, Daryl, thanks so much for taking time. You are one of those guys that over the years has just continued to forge ahead and do the hard stuff. And I really appreciate that about you. The fact that you know, you've not just cursed the darkness, but you've lighted a light and continue to do that. And I just appreciate you as a person and as a friend and as a fellow worker in the harvest field. So thank you for your faithfulness.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate that and feel exactly the same way about you. God bless.
You too.
Well, thank you, Daryl, for taking time to sit down and share the things that you're working on. Just a huge blessing. And if you have not yet looked at the resources that he's talking about, both New Start Discipleship and also Discipleship in the Home, I encourage you to check those out. I know that they have been a blessing to many already, and I just I know that they would be a help to you as well. And so just encourage you to take a look at that. Again, wherever you're at in your journey, I hope that what you're gleaning and gathering through life is helping you to draw closer and to be a deeper disciple of Jesus Christ. Thanks again for taking time to listen. Hope you have a wonderful week.